Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase for Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about motorbike. We have a biker, James Trapp. James, he is a veteran in Chinese education. Hi, James. 你好,
Xiaolan.
Right, last time I had a meeting with you, you came with a full motorbiker's suit.
Yes, the whole, the leathers and backpack and helmet and the lot, yes.
Yep. How long have you been a biker?
I got my first bike 40 years ago.
Right, just about the same time when you first encountered Chinese culture
just,
and then language.
Almost, just about the same time,
wow,
yes.
Wow, that was a life-changing moment for you.
In many ways, yes.
Right, okay. You still love it? You still ride it every day?
I use my bike as often as possible, so I ride to work on it. And I ride it for fun as well.
Okay,
yes.
I'm more interested in the fun part.
It's all fun. Riding a bike is all fun.
Right, and then in the freezing cold winter, raining, storming, snowy?
I only don't ride if it's snow or ice.
Right.
But if you have the right gear,
right,
you're protected from all the elements.
That's true.
You're quite snug.
Right.
Until you stop.
Right. And then when you ride the bike, do you concentrate on the environment or the speed or just basically the joy of it?
No, I think one of the reasons I most enjoy riding the bike is because you have to concentrate on your riding.
Right.
If you stop concentrating, if you stop looking at what's going on all around you, watching the other traffic, watching your speed, and you start thinking about something else, then it becomes dangerous.
Right.
So it's a kind of meditation almost.
Yeah, it is.
I
was going to say, yeah, just like everything else. Any sport is a focus, breathing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And being able to be aware, be present.
Yeah. That's the real pleasure, I think. And that's the biggest pleasure I get out of riding the bike. Like going into work in the morning,
mm-hmm,
I wake up worried about all the 17 things I have to do that day.
Right.
You get on the bike and you start riding and you're concentrating just on the road,
mm-hmm,
and you forget everything else.
Right.
So, and then you arrive at work relaxed.
Right. You know, the country with most motorbikes, I bet, is in China.
I think now. It used to be bicycles, but now it's motorbikes.
Yep,
yes,
that's right. So we need to learn how to say motorbike in Chinese.
Absolutely.
Motorcycle. That's easy. You can tell. It's basically just the direct sound.
Yes, that's a cheat, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So motor, not motor.
Yeah.
And che is the general term. It's a collective term for anything with the wheels. It's
yes,
a vehicle.
Yeah, that's what I like about Chinese. You have a key word, and then mm-hmm, you can change the meaning by adding things to it.
But that's
once
right,
you know the key word, you're off and running.
Exactly. So motor is the loan word to represent the sound motor.
Yeah.
And more, the original meaning, is to rub.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, it's to rub on something.
But that will just confuse you.
Yeah, that's right. Don't even bother to remember. And tour is to, you're using your hand to support something, like to hold on something. So motor, don't... rubbing, holding hand. No, it doesn't mean anything. It's just the sound of it. Motor.
Motor.
Yeah, che is the vehicle.
Che.
Motorbike with vehicle. Okay. And then to say to ride the motorbike. 骑摩托车. Yeah, 骑 is the verb. And it's actually, you can see the character on the left-hand side is a horse. And then on the right-hand side, it means unique. So you're riding a unique horse. That means to ride. 骑摩托车. Yeah, and you love riding the motorbike. So we say, 我爱骑摩托车. I love riding the motorbike.
我爱骑摩托车.
Yeah, 我爱骑摩托车. Yeah, since we talk about vehicle, 车, there are many other words we can learn just by using exactly the same 车. Okay, the train, 火车.
火车.
火 is fire. Fire vehicle. It's the train.
Old-fashioned train.
Yeah,
yes,
the steam engine, maybe. Yes. Yeah, and then to say the bus, we say 公车. Gong is public. So public vehicle is the bus. 公车. Yeah, and then to say bicycle, we say 单车. Dan means single. And there's another interchangeable word. We say 自行车.
Yeah, this is the word that I first learned. 自行车.
Yeah, 自行车. 自行车 is sort of yes and no in terms of whether or not it's correct. 自 is yourself. 行 is to march over. So you march over yourself. And if that's from bicycle's perspective, of course you need to pedal it.
Yes.
And then so it means that you, as the rider, you have to paddle over by yourself.
You have to make it work.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. And then now we have electrical car, so we can say 电动车.
电动车.
电 is the electricity, and 动 is the motion. So electrical powered vehicle, 电动车.
电动车.
Yeah. There's another way of saying it, say 电车. Yeah.
电车.
Yeah, 电车. 电车 is sort of a bit confusing because sometimes we use that to describe like a tram.
Ah, of course. So it could be anything that's powered by any type of vehicle that's powered by
that's
electricity.
That's right. And yeah. Then nowadays, if we are talking about the fancy Tesla type, to avoid the confusion, we will say 电动车. Because otherwise, if we say 电车, you may think that's a tram in San Francisco in the old town, that type of tram.
And if you own a Tesla, you'll be very insulted by
that's
that.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And then the old-fashioned way, when we have 马车, 马 is the horse, the horse carriage. 马车. And, yeah, and in the farm time, we have the carriage. 牛车.
牛车.
Yeah, 牛车.
And the first time I was in Beijing, which was in 1983, I think there were still horse and ox carts in the streets of Beijing, in the outskirts of Beijing.
Right. Yeah, wow.
A long time ago. I wouldn't see them now.
No. When I was in Beijing last time, there were like 10 lanes.
Yeah.
And there was a packed, it's like a giant parking lot.
Yes.
With millions of cars.
Not moving. Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a drone and you fly up to the motorway, you will only see millions of the sea of cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no more ox
cart. It's changed a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of bicycles. But a lot of roads now, they don't allow bicycles.
No, indeed. Well, they have a special protected lane, some of them. But,
right.
But you don't see so many bicycles anymore.
No.
Electric
it's dangerous
scooters.
As well.
Yeah, yes. I wouldn't want to ride a bicycle in Beijing now.
Yeah, no, in the 90s, I went to Beijing and then I went to the Jingmao. That was a Grand Hyatt Hotel at that time. And now full of people, millions of people live there. But when I went there, that was still a giant building site. And the Jingmao, the Hyatt building, was the first one launched. So when I got out of the hotel building, I couldn't find a taxi. And there was a motorbike, 摩托车. Yeah. And he said, oh, I can give you a ride, $5, something, Chinese dollars, of course. So I normally don't do it, but I got on his bike because there's no way out.
No alternative.
Yeah, so I did something crazy when I was younger.
But got you on. Survived.
Yeah, I survived. Exactly. Right. Thank you so much, James, for joining us. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today, we talk about motorbike, 摩托车. To ride a motorbike, 骑摩托车. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time. 再见, James.
再见, Charlotte.